A reading from the book of Genesis. Israel set out with all that was his. When he arrived at Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. Their God, speaking to Israel in a vision by night, called, "Jacob, Jacob." He answered, "Here I am." Then he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make you a great nation. Not only will I go down to Egypt with you, I will also bring you back here after Joseph has closed your eyes." As Jacob departed from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel put their father and their wives and their children on the wagons that Pharaoh had sent for his transport, they took with them their livestock and the possessions they had acquired in the land of Canaan. Thus Jacob and all his descendants migrated to Egypt. His sons and his grandsons, his daughters and his granddaughters, all his descendants he took with him to Egypt. Israel had sent Judah ahead to Joseph so that he might meet him in Goshen. On his arrival in the region of Goshen, Joseph hitched the horses to his chariot and rode to meet his father, Israel, in Goshen. As soon as Joseph saw him, he flung himself on his neck and wept a long time in his arms. And Israel said to Joseph, "At last I can die, now that I have seen myself that Joseph is still alive." The word of the Lord. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good, that you may dwell in the land and be fed in security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will grant you your heart's requests. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. The Lord watches over the lives of the wholehearted. Their inheritance lasts forever. They are not put to shame in an evil time. In days of famine, they have plenty. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. Turn from evil and do good, that you may abide forever. For the Lord loves what is right and forsakes not his faithful ones. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. The salvation of the just is from the Lord. He is their refuge in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them, because they take refuge in him. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of the Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and father his child. Children rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. And so Jesus warns the disciples, and he warns us, what it costs us to follow him. That people will hate us, they won't like us, they'll persecute us, if we're truly his disciples. The problem is when we waffle and we just want to be accepted by everybody and only say what makes people feel good, that's not a disciple of Jesus. A disciple stands up for truth. We do it in love, but we still stand up for truth. And then, of course, every time we open our mouths, sometimes, almost every time, someone has to come and say, "I don't agree with that. You're an evil person," whatever it is, and "how dare you judge other people," da, 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 da. I get it. But then Jesus says, I just want you to persevere until the end. And what he tells us is, I don't want you to give up. Never give up, never give up, never give up. Keep persevering. God has a plan. We see that in the first reading, how God turned everything around when they were selling Joseph into slavery and he was great, distraught, and all these things happened. God used it for his glory, and eventually he brings him and his father together. And now Joseph is a great, great leader of all these people that saves thousands of people. God knows what God is doing. No matter our struggles, he knows how to make all things work together for good. So never give up. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.